AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A report says U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff advised President Vladimir Putin's foreign policy advisor on how to pitch a Russia-Ukraine peace plan to President Trump. A transcript of the call was published by Bloomberg News yesterday. According to the transcript of the October 14th call, Witkoff advised Yuri Ushakov that Putin should call Trump to congratulate him for the Gaza peace plan, say Russia had supported it, and that he respects the president as a man of peace. When asked by Russian state media to comment on Bloomberg's report, Ushakov did not question the recording's authenticity, but said they had not been leaked by Moscow. He also said he spoke to Witkoff quite often. Trump described Witkoff's reported approach as standard negotiating procedure. AP correspondent Julia Frankel reports Israel has returned 15 more Palestinian bodies to Gaza as the first phase of the ceasefire nears an end.
On Wednesday, Israel and Hamas completed the latest swap of the ceasefire agreement, which really is bringing the first phase of the agreement to a conclusion. Israel handed over 15 more Palestinian bodies, and the Palestinian militants the day before handed over the body of hostage Dror Or, who was killed by the militants in their October 7th, 2023 attack that kickstarted the war in Gaza. With this latest swap, there are two more hostages whose remains are still in Gaza. Hamas reiterated on Wednesday that it was committed to returning them, but getting to the second phase of the deal is going to prove challenging because it involves developing an international stabilization force to deploy, as well as a governance system for the Gaza Strip. Officials were meeting in Egypt to discuss how to get to the second phase on Wednesday.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Taiwan has announced a $40 billion budget for arms purchases as the U.S. pressures the island to increase its defense spending.
The president of Taiwan says $40 billion will be spent on arms purchases, including the building of a Taiwan dome, an air defense system with high-level detection and interception capabilities, as the U.S. pressures the island to up its defense spending. President Lai Ching-te says, China's threats to Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific region are escalating. Recently, various types of military intrusions, maritime gray zones, and disinformation campaigns have been occurring in Japan, the Philippines, and around the Taiwan Strait, causing deep unease and distress to all parties in the region. Taiwan is a self-ruled island, but is claimed by China. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.